Master, can I get a little head patting session from you? It's a rainy day today, so I don't really feel like going outside for a long walk with you. Why not we get snuggled up and I can get some loving affection off you? It's been a while since you've given me some of that good. What do you mean it was only 2 hours ago? You know how much I love you though, and I need you in my life all the time. I promise I'll be good if I get my little pampering session from you. See, that's why you're the best master in the whole wide world. What would I do without you? Probably still be alone, just waiting for someone to show me some kindness. I can't even remember the bad things that happened anymore. When you got me, it was like something happened. A whole new world for you and me to explore together. Ooh, yes! Ah. Head pats just like that. I love it when it's all scritchy and perfect. Your hands are just so much bigger than mine, and there's just something about someone else doing it that makes it so much better. It's like cooking. If I make the food, it tastes fine. There's no issues, but if someone else made the dish and served it, it tastes 10 times better. I can't explain it, but I agree with the logic. I think it might be shedding season for me soon. The heat has been making me pant more throughout the day, which must be a little annoying for you having to listen to it all. Gotta keep up my hydration though. I wish you would let me try and care a lot for you. You seem almost too proud to take advice from a dumb little pup like me. I'm teasing. Although it is fun getting you hot and bothered from time to time. Like when you had to give me my first bath, it was kind of hilarious. I was fussing so much and refusing to sit still. I didn't mean to be awkward or obtuse about it, but it was a completely new sensation for me. I never had someone scrub my back before, but I have to admit, it feels like a really nice, warm, watery embrace. Then the bubbles on my back, ooh, I could hear them go pop, 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 pop behind me. Normally, I do hate bath time, but you make it more fun and enjoyable, at least. And then you tell me your stories. I like when you tell me about stuff that happened to you. Like when you speak about school and how everyone is there to learn. It's weird how people can be mean, though. And they don't even realize it. I still think you were pretty brave to still show up considering what they used to do to you. You already know if I was there, I would beat up their little booty cheeks. They'd be no match for my fangs. Even though technically I'm not allowed to assault humans. Oops. But the learning part does sound fun. I kinda want to learn about different cultures from all around the world. I know I'm in a Western culture with you. Everyone's so talkative and busy. Well, what about Japan? They have kitsune there. I want to meet one in real life, or maybe even visit the Fox Islands. I heard they are so tame, and they can take food from your very hand. Doesn't that not sound like fun? What about you, Master? Have you traveled much? No? Why not? There's more to life than being in this state, is there not? Not insulting it or anything, but don't you not want to see what's out there? How many adventures you could go on? You're funny like that, I guess. Maybe you just don't know what you're missing. Can I maybe ask you to do the stick trick that you do with my hair? It feels really nice, and you're always so gentle with it. You take a lot of time out of your day for me, huh? I like how secure I feel around you. Bonding with you felt really natural. Maybe it's the way you present yourself. You wouldn't think about it much, but it's true. The way you hold yourself, how you smile, how you make eye contact. Everything adds up. That's why you can take a glance at a person and immediately be turned off by them. Because they are displaying behaviors that just aren't attractive to you. I know they say you shouldn't judge a book by its cover, but sometimes I think we do it for a reason. It's okay to think negative thoughts, but it's when you act upon them. That's when it isn't fair on the other person. Do you know what I mean? You taught me a lot since I've been with you, though. How to care for myself. How humans work. You're pretty complex, you know. I just get happy when there's food coming, or when there's food in front of me, or thinking about food. Makes all my life problems kind of melt away. Like I said, nothing can be so bad that even cheesy pasta can fix it. If it's still not enough, well then you just need to add extra cheese on top. I like hearing the rain pitter-patter. It's nice, don't you think? It always smells different when it rains or it's just finished. I'm pretty sure it's from the plants, because whenever I put my nose against the green stuff, it's icky. Thank you for doing this. It helps me de-stress. Don't think I don't know you're looking for fleas as well. Like I said, if you give me those tablets once every 3 months, they die if they bite me, so I'm flea-free. Although a nice hair scrubbing session wouldn't go amiss. Or an ear cleaning session. I like when you rub my ears and get all the fluff out. Or when you use the little Q-tips and wet them and swirl them around in my ear. Something about that just makes me numb in the brain, but in a good way. Like, makes me zone out and think of nothing else. Can you do this a little longer, pretty please? Maybe we brush my hair and get it all knot free. I like the sound the little bristles make. Can you do it in my ear just quickly? That's exactly what I'm talking about. I don't know why it gives me such a reaction. Maybe because I know my super amazing master is about to pamper me and I get all of his undivided attention and snuggles. You're always radiating so much body heat. You're like a big warm blanket, but alive and moving. I think my hair is getting pretty long though. Maybe we have a little day out soon and get ice cream after getting our hair cut. What do you think about that? I like when she washes my hair for me and detangles it. There's something about self-care I hate, but then I'm more than happy to do it on you, for example. Isn't your birthday coming up? I should maybe think of a gift for you. I have something in mind, but the problem is you have to take me to the store where I want to get it from. Am I allowed to spoil your gift a little early? Well, you know how I've never actually worn a collar before because I don't like them? There's just one slight problem with that. You're my true master, so I think it's only right if I got to wear your name around my neck so people know I belong to you. What do you think about this idea? I know I was resistant to you at first, but that's because I was so worried you wouldn't like me and abandon me over time. I've realized though this isn't true. I think it's time to admit that I finally belong to you. What do you think? You'd like that? I'd like that too. I'm really lucky to have you in my life. Master think it would be okay if maybe I had a quick little nap on his chest? You're so comfy and snuggly. It's making me want to sleep. You're the best. I love you, Master. Mm-hmm.